Hey, good afternoon. Dave Weiner here. It is February 20th. This is hard to say. February 20th, 2020. 2-20-2020. It's a hard day to... It's a hard day's name to say. Anyway, there's a new version of Little Outliner out today. It's version 1.8.8. And this is the first one that can publish Twitter threads. And that's kind of cool. What it means is you can basically enter a series of tweets in an outline format. You can use any structure you want. And then you put your cursor on the top item and... it will go through them in sequence and tweet them. A few notes about that. First of all, there is, of course, the 280 character limit. And so we check first. We check every one of the tweets before sending even one of them to make sure none of them are greater than 280 characters. And if one of them is, we move the cursor to that tweet, to that headline, and... put up a dialog box saying this thing's too long, and we even tell you how long it is so you have an idea of how many characters you have to get rid of. There's also a character count at the bottom of the display for Little Outliner, so you can kind of keep your eye on that. You have to collapse things down so that's visible or make the window taller or something like that. And then after that, you can put your cursor on any one of those tweets and either click the Twitter icon or the eye icon to go view it over in Twitter. And this gives me lots of ideas. I'm really curious to see how people use it. So I invite you to do so. Be careful. I would say at first, just try a few tweets because... if it doesn't work the way you think it would work, you won't have as big a mess to clean up if you only have two or three or four tweets. And once you get comfortable with it, then, go party down and write as many tweets as you want, or you can create a library of them and tweet it periodically, I guess, if you want. Be careful, however, because there is a rule in Twitter that it won't accept the same tweet twice. That's another one. It won't accept the same tweet twice. But it actually doesn't seem to care if it's a reply to something. That is enough to distinguish it, perhaps. In testing this thing, I created a lot of lists that were like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then tweeted all of them. And it didn't seem to have a problem with doing that n times. So, I'm not exactly sure how that rule works. You can make an item a link, and it will add the link to the end of the tweet. However, that counts for characters, and it uses a system call to find out what the current number of characters that a URL takes up, and it's a little bit... Just be wary that, there is a little bit of a fudge factor in there. So you might want to not push the limit all the way up to 280 characters if you're using links. And also, there were, happy to say, I was going to say sad to say, there was some breakage. And the following keys did not work in the last release. Command comma, command slash, command backslash, command left square bracket, and command right square bracket. And those may or may not be useful keys to you. Command comma toggles expand and collapse. That one seems kind of useful, actually. Run script is nice. Command slash. You can type in a JavaScript expression, hit command slash, and it runs it. It's nice for doing computation, like you say 12 plus 847 and hit command slash and it'll put the answer in below it. You can do string stuff too. It's nice. Command backslash toggles comment and uncomment, which is very useful in the context of threads because anything that is commented will not be tweeted. So you can comment out pieces if there's part of something that you do not want to tweet, but you want to leave it in there. So it's like a note to yourself. You can do that. And promote and command left square bracket and right square bracket are promote and demote. And it goes without saying that those are quite useful. A general note is that keyboard work is going to be a little bit difficult. And I did approach trying to make it so that we could include variants of, return and the alt key, which on the Mac is the option key, and even caps lock and stuff like that. That the ability is in the browser to do that, but it turns out it's not easy at all to hook that into Concord. It is, however, possible. I can see that that is the case, but it's not something I want to do unless I have a fair amount of time to put the pieces back together again. And right now I don't have that. And I'm much more focused on creating features immediately. Like the thread tweet feature took me two sessions yesterday. And I'm going to say all of today, basically. So it was 2 days to do that, which is, I think, a really good deal. Let me know how it works. This would be a good time to go through, if you're one of the people that's helping with testing, would be to go through your checklist and just go through the menus and try the commands and, just put it through its paces and don't assume anything works because anything could have broken. And that's the way we keep our sanity. And that's the way we have more courage to go forward more quickly, is if I'm getting good feedback on breakage. Because I don't want to break anything. And unfortunately, I do sometimes do that. So anyway, thanks for checking it out and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.